Text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
Neville, good of you to come in on my birthday.
I a very happy
More
birthday.
More to the point, good of me to come in on my birthday.
The cake's in the back of the car. It's got a wee bit damaged in transit. So
perfectly all right. So you're driving a transit now, are you?
Oh, no.
But no, it's because I always say to people, thank you. I always say to people, you should take your birthday off if you can. Because I used to say that. My mother used to say, you'll always have your birthday off in this house. I said, thanks very much. Yeah, but school finished in May. My birthday is 7th of June. So my mother wasn't, except in primary school, when she seemed to forget. But I love the idea of being off on your birthday and kind of and letting other people mind you and wean
you
around.
Are you going to party tonight? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. Might be going to Michael Bublé.
Good
know.
Man.
Michael Bublé.
Would that be nice?
It would be nice. But he said he'd come in specially for the birthday.
Wow.
So I thought... But anyway, so I said, if you're coming in, then I'll go. Why not?
Well, that's a good...
And you might sing one of his many hits.
Well, have a magical day and many happy returns to you.
Thanks very much. So you're making me something special?
Yeah, well, I thought, as it's your birthday, a nice kind of like a dinner dish.
Oh, good.
So it's a lovely Thornhill duck, roast duck, so it is, which is one of my favourites. And we're using the breast, we're doing it with lovely plums, and then we're going to do a lovely salad of blue cheese.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the salad for... because it's very simple. We're coming into the season now, salad, so this is a bit different.
You have
so
a man who gives you ducks, haven't you?
Yeah, that's exactly it. A mile up the road, Thornhill duck.
That's the one.
And you know, we're open 30 years actually this month.
You're not.
So we are, I swear to God. And from day one, we've been using this man's ducks, and he's fantastic.
Isn't
Thornhill
that
duck.
Gas?
Ah, yeah.
He has them all in a row for you.
He's a neighbour, yeah. He's a legend,
lovely.
And a great family business and a tradition. And you know what's one thing I really admire about him? He's very hard working, but his ducks are so consistent. I've never tasted better anywhere I've been to. So. Thank you, Ken Moffat.
Well, they're not surviving as well as he is.
No, they're not. You're right. So we'll talk about the ducks in a minute, because I have a very interesting sauce and then a nice little simple mash with that. So
you're doing mash?
Yeah, your
like
favourite. Had to
like
keep you happy.
Mash. See, when you get on, you need sucky food. You know, I think
or pomme puree is
pomme puree,
as they call it.
I think the al dente days are behind
in
me.
France. Oh, never. Don't worry.
No.
So this is definitely al dente. This salad. So it is. So we're working on a lot of different flavors and textures. It's actually a really simple salad. The star of the show for me is the Belgian blue cheese.
Okay.
You can get a Wicklow blue. You can get our beautiful Crozier blue, Cashel blue. You know, we're so lucky in Ireland. We have fantastic cheese makers.
Truly.
Whatever's local to you, Belgian blue is in County Louth. He's a fantastic. Peter's his name, who produces the most beautiful blue cheese, and I've been using this product for a long time. This recipe will serve four. We'll talk about the dressing. So we're using 3 tablespoons of olive oil, a teaspoonful of Dijon mustard, or you can use whole grain mustard, but Dijon works really well,
yeah.
And then roughly about half a teaspoonful of white wine vinegar. Now, if you want to jazz this up, you can put sherry vinegar or you can put balsamic, whichever
Which do you prefer?
I like them all.
I know.
They're all different.
Okay.
My favourite is balsamic, if I'm being honest with you, because I've been to Italy, I saw the whole process.
Yeah, again, a bit of a bite.
Yeah, a bit of a bite, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, talking about a bit of a bite, and you cued me there beautifully, chicory salad, which is a very bitter, and not everyone likes it. So what I've done, 3 chicory heads, leaves are separated. Now, if you don't like this, you can use this with rocket or some beautiful baby gem, because it is a bitter salad. I want to be very, very clear about that with the chicory.
Is there an alternative to the chicory if people don't like it?
Watercress works really well.
Okay.
The likes of a wild rocket, and then what I said, the baby gem, which is fantastic.
Okay.
We're putting watercress into this too, so there's a nice little mix. You have the bitterness, you have the softness of the watercress. One pear, which is lovely and ripe, cored, keep the skin on, and then you slice it thinly. And then what really works well with blue cheese is walnuts. So you shell the walnuts, actually you buy them, sorry, what I'm saying, shelled, out of the shell, whole walnuts, and then what you do is you toast them underneath the grill or on the pan, chop them roughly. 9 ounces of blue cheese, and all you do is just get your salad, sprinkle over your blue cheese, mix over your sprinkle over your lovely sliced pear, which works really well, and then your walnuts. And the last thing, just for everyone listening, is just dress the salad at the last minute. So a little bit of the dressing goes over it, and then serve it and enjoy it.
What's
it's simple. It's just simple.
Gorgeous.
Blue cheese, I'm a huge fan. If you don't like it, you can use a nice Irish goat's cheese, but try the blue cheese. You have lovely acidity, lovely saltness there. You have great, and you have creaminess there.
And you mentioned
great.
It's Bellingham. And is that can you get it everywhere?
Yeah, you can get it in most, like Sheridan's cheese shops, which are fantastic.
Okay.
They'll be able to organise, you know, that blue cheese for you. You know, there really is some fantastic.
And what would you wash it down with on your birthday if you were having the Thornhill honey roasted duck breast with plums?
Well, I think for you, because you're a very special man, a nice glass of champagne for the
champagne.
Starter. Yeah, I think so. I think that would work really well.
Yeah,
I think it'd be nice and fresh. Oh, you're going to go.
No,
is your birthday going on?
I was going white.
Okay.
say one caviar.
Look at this. I'm so wine buff.
Oh, wine buff. Buff.
I'll have to get Blind, my sommelier, to come up
fantastic.
She's amazing.
Oh, she's fantastic. Amazing. She knows all there is to know.
So a white wine.
Yeah. And it wouldn't normally be a white, but I think with the old duck, you'd have to
Couldn't beat it.
Huh? No way. To be a bottle of Rabasso following.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Meantime, where else are we going?
So the duck. So we're going to talk about the mash first of all. Okay, so just we're using some roosters, which are peeled. We're just going to literally steam them. So we are, you can boil them, whatever works. And then when they're cooked, you're going to drain off the water, obviously. You're going to put in a little bit of milk and some butter, and you're going to mash them by hand. Or if you want a really smooth mash, just for your listeners, invest in a potato ricer. You put them in, they're about €20, they're not expensive, and you'll never honestly have a lumpy mashed potato. Mix that all together. You can warm up the milk, it doesn't really matter. Once your potatoes are warm, add in the butter, and that's just regular salt butter that I'm using for that.
Yes.
So for me, the duck is the star of the show. And if you can get Thornhill duck, you can look him up. He does deliver all around the country. So we're using the breasts, and we're going to brush them a little bit of honey. But before we brush them with honey, a little bit of time, we're going to pan sear them in a good hot pan. So what we have first of all is the oven is preheated at 200 degrees, and we're going to sear off the duck breast skin side down. So you trim off the duck. What's beautiful about his duck, first of all, the breed of duck is called Peking, so it's a small breed of duck for flavour, and there's very little fat on it, and it's a free range duck, and the flavour is so consistent, it's just the best. So we're using the duck breast, we're going to sear it off skin side down, and you put a little bit of salt and pepper on the flesh side. And I would make this regularly in the cookery school, and the guests said they never tasted duck like it. So it's a credit to him.
Yeah.
So Marty, we cooked that about
you.
Maybe, well, we have to cook it, but he rears it, as you know, so we have to do it justice. So Marty, okay, you seared it off for about maybe 3 minutes on either side. Just for your listeners, what searing means is a little bit of oil in the pan, put the skin side down, a good hot pan, have it smoking, and then you get a lovely bit of colour.
Try
and get
browning.
The colour there.
Yes.
A browning, exactly. Then Marty, you transfer it onto, I would think, like a Pyrex dish, because not every pan is oven proof. I think it's a good tip. Brush it with honey, a few sprigs of thyme, and then pop that into the oven. If you like it pink, it's going to take 18 minutes at 200 degrees. 18, 20 minutes, no longer than that.
Right.
If you like it well done, which I think you should cook it medium well, about maybe 23, 24 minutes, I think is perfect for that.
And when you talk about the mash, do you always do it the same way? In other words, you bake the potatoes?
Yeah, you can bake them or you can boil them, whichever. If you bake them, you're going to get a more floury potato. So that's why you have the oven preheated, so you can bake them, whatever you have time to do. It takes a little bit longer baking them, to be honest.
Yeah, but it does, in the skin.
Exactly. And then what you do is you just scoop out, mash it first, and then mix in your butter and your milk, which is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
So in the recipe, it says bake, or you can steam it, whatever you have time to do.
I understand.
But I think by adding the milk and the butter into it, it gives a lovely smoothness to it. So
they laugh at me at home, because if the potatoes are on, the mash, I'll sneak up with the fork and I'll be taking lumps out of it.
You're great.
I love it.
You're great.
I love it. And there's no point in pretending you don't if you do.
There's nothing nicer.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
When you get a good, creamy, soft mash, it's one of the life's greatest pleasures.
Isn't it?
You just eat a big bowl of it.
Yeah. And then you do the northern thing and you turn it into, the onions or
Even on its own, without anything, you know, it's
terrific,
fantastic.
Terrific.
So Marty, with the plums, so 3 large plums, 1 tablespoon of honey, and then the juice of a small orange. So again, interesting, we've been talking about orange over the last couple of weeks. This works exceptionally well with the plums. So you just literally cut them in half, put them into a little tray, and then literally you roast them. Now, I've said in the recipe 20-25 minutes, but it can take even less if they're really ripe. So, and it depends if you cut them in half or cut them in quarters. You don't want them going mushy. You want a little bit of texture. If you don't want to do this with plums, cherries work fantastic.
Do they?
Cherries are in season.
Great
and
sweetness.
Duck and cherries works exceptionally well. If I was doing that with cherries, I would put a little splash of balsamic vinegar into that recipe that I've just said to you. So the plums work really well because they're lovely, and the acidity in that will cut through the richness of the duck.
Glad to hear that. Wouldn't be the greatest plum fan, but the idea of putting the cherries in sounds very interesting. That's very different.
I think it works really well.
Yeah, sounds lovely.
And then we have a little sauce. It's just a white wine. This is optional because the duck is lovely. If you're lovely creamy mash, you have your roasted plums, you can actually get away without the sauce. I've given you it as an option. We have 400 mils of beef or veal stock. You can get really good quality stocks now in the supermarket. White wine in that, and then we have a little bit of butter. You can put in herbs, you can put in Chinese five spice, those kind of things. But there's enough kind of going on there without adding.
That's
Marty, what we do is when your duck is cooked the way you like it, you can slice it nice and thinly, cut it in half, serve a big spoonful of your your mash.
Yes.
Green beans, I've recommended, or peas, or you can just have it as is. I think you need some vegetables, to be honest with you, and then your plums on the side. And I think that would be a feast for your birthday.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That's gorgeous. So when should I arrive?
I'll bring you home in the car.
You will,
come on. You might be a bit late for Michael,
though. That's all right.
But sure, don't worry.
No. And as I said, you know, so if somebody was suggesting, you'll have red wine with the duck.
Yes.
And I'll have white wine with the duck. But I'll have, the duck doesn't know, the duck's gone. Duck's not going to be offended by the fact that you're having a drop of red.
I love it. But they're
terrific. They're terrific.
The salad is lovely and quick.
Yes.
And the duck, there's a little bit more preparation. But, you know, if you don't like duck, you could actually do this recipe, I forgot to say, with pork chops, chicken breast, and even a simple a piece of steak would work. Maybe not with the plums, but I think it would work with the mash and
just
the sauce.
A reminder again, it's a salad of Bellingham Blue, watercress and walnuts, and the Thornhill honey roasted duck breast with plums or cherries.
Yes.
But you'll add balsamic if you're using the cherries.
Oh, God, you're happy birthday to me. Happy birthday,
my friend.
And a
sucky sweet of the
And you're looking well. Have a great day and great
Thanks
evening.
For 120.
Hope you get spoiled rotten.
I do too. Thanks a million. Happy birthday to me. Now, whose birthday is it today? I'm trying to think who else's birthday. Oh, it's Dean Martin's birthday today.
Really?
Dean
Martin. You're in good company. Or he's in good company.
Well, he's dead.
But I know.
I take your point. Safe home.
God bless.
Thanks very much.
Just in time, I found you just in time.